Blog Talk Radio.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Show me your power. Less of me and more of you.
What I need,
rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need you
more. Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
Less of me.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, church. Let's enter in this day. Thanking God for all that God has done. Amen. Thanking God for his glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we bless your holy name. Father God, we come give you our honor, praise, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there is no one greater than you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. Lord, we come right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth through his precious blood that we may be changed on today. Amen. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, do a quick work in us, oh God. Change us, oh Lord, and make us more like you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, in your doing. We thank you, oh God, for the lying down and raising up this morning. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for hallelujah, for restoring our soul. We thank you, oh God, for you that have kept us and those in our family. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough. Lord, we thank you for your promises is yes and amen. Lord, we thank you for your word says that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Father God, we enter in this day. Lord, we come, oh God, humbling ourselves that we may be delivered from all that's not of you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for loving us. We thank you, hallelujah, Heavenly Father, that you sent your only begotten Son of Christ, hallelujah, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to pay the price for our sins. We thank you that he died on the cross for us and rose again on the third day. We confess that Jesus is Lord over every area of our lives. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that redeemed us from the curse of the law of sin and death. We thank you for our salvation, which included healing, deliverance, and protection. We thank you that Jesus bore all our shame and carried away our infirmities. We thank you that Jesus set the captives free. Father, we repent right now for ever agreeing with the devil lies. We repent right now, hallelujah, for opening doors, hallelujah, that allows the enemy to get a stronghold in our minds. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we repent for sins of omission and commission. We repent for practicing sin openly and in secret in defiance of your love. Now we break and destroy all agreements with the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We remove every lie that the enemy has told us about who we are and what we are worth and who we are and hallelujah and what we can and cannot do and who you are to us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all thoughts and feelings and spirits of fear, anxiety, guilt, shame, and condemnation, rejection, oppression, depression, addiction, perversion, anger, rage, wrath, bitterness, resentment, contention, control, depression, doubt, grief, hatred, hurt, infirmity, affliction, jealousy, lack, loneliness, lying, lust, obsession, occultism, pride, and addictions, religious spirit, python spirits of Jezebel, levitan spirits, rebellion, hallelujah, mental illness, revenge, soul ties, suicide, trauma, unbelief, unclean spirits, anything else is not of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we choose now by the power of our will to forgive everyone who has hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, disappointed us, or otherwise wronged us. We forgive them all now, and we ask you to forgive them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we forgive ourselves. Please, Heavenly Father, give us the grace to walk in forgiveness as a lifestyle in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Give us the grace for to walk in your spirit and not in the flesh, or to be led by the enemy lies in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, by faith, we receive your mercy, grace, and forgiveness. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that our past is under the blood of Jesus, and we are redeemed. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, by the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Oh, my mighty cordon of all shocked. And we are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. We break and bind every generational curse in our life and our family bloodline right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break any and all vows, pledges, ceremonies, and unholy oaths up. Alliance meet we may have knowingly or unknowingly made with the devil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We draw a bloodline now and we decree and declare that we are redeemed from the curse. Hallelujah. Because you were made a curse on the cross, and we may receive your blessing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We decree and declare by faith that Jesus is our Savior, our Lord, our healer, our deliverer, our comforter, our intercessor, our advocate, our standby, and he loves us, and we receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, have your way. Oh, my, come on, go chataya. We stand against every evil spirit that is in us or on us or attacking us with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And in his name, we command every evil spirit in us right now, or on us, or attacking us, to loose us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break the power of every evil assignment against our life and those in our family and those that are in charge of our lives right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command any evil spirit in us to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Devil, you have no right to us. We are blood washed and redeemed, and we are saved. Amen. We belong to Jesus. You have no right to our lives. We take authority over you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command you to go and never to return. Loose us, leave us, come out of us, come out of us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that the anointing has broken the yoke of bondage. We thank you, Lord, that who the Son is set free is free indeed. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for our freedom in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for our deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for our liberty. We thank you, Lord God, for setting us free. We thank you, Lord God, for your glory. Help us now to walk in our salvation, our healing, our deliverance with godly fear as your word commands. Help us to capture every thought that defies your word. Help us to replace wrong thoughts with your thoughts. Help us to stand against all retaliation of the enemy, against our breakthrough right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Teach us to walk in your ways, in your statutes. Strengthen us in our inner man. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Fill us to overflow with your living water in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare victory on this line today. Amen. Victory over our marriages. Victory over our finances. Victory over our ministry that you've given us, Father God. Victory over our businesses. Victory over our jobs. Victory over our children. Amen. All that we love, all that we have, and all that we will have in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, I ask in Jesus' name that you will open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive your word on today, oh God. That it will take root, amen, and be manifested in us. Hallelujah, be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our mind stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of confusion and the spirit of destruction, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every hindering spirit that's on the line, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you as we enter in today with all faith, oh God, hallelujah. Oh Lord, for you are the potter and we are the clay. Oh Lord, remold us in the way that you have us remold, oh God, that we would speak your word, oh God. So we ask in Jesus' name that you anoint our mouth and our eyes and ears, oh God, to speak your word, to see, oh God, to see what you're saying to us, amen. In such a time as this, oh God, that we can hear your word, oh God, hear from you in the name of Jesus Christ, that we would not operate with spiritual deafness, amen, that we would not operate in spiritual ignorance, amen, but we will operate according to your word, your will, oh God. So right now in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind our will to your will, Heavenly Father. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we bind our mind to the mind of Christ, that the mind of Christ may arise and operate in each of us to the full measure of Christ Jesus right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we ask that you purge the land of the wicked ones, that we, your children, may live in peace, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and enjoy the goodness of this day. For it is you that have blessed this day, hallelujah. It is you that made it, hallelujah, possible for us to be here. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you move mighty in the life of those that are sick on today, that are needing healing right now. For we know you to be a healer, so we call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals us. Oh, Lord, touch us all over right now, and release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, oh, God. Oh, Lord, just speak your word, and we shall be healed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let every need be met, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So we decree and declare by faith on today, that all our needs are met up, that our well will never run dry, amen, that our cup of blessing run over, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, when you bless, oh God, bless your children. When you multiply, oh God, multiply us, thy goodness and thy favor, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. And Father God, we ask that you touch the mouth and heart of your minister, Lord, set him on fire. Your pastor on today, as he preach your word, oh God, and he will preach with the power and the fire of the Holy Ghost, amen, that all will be able to hear, amen, and receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, let there be a sharpening on today, amen, hallelujah. Let deliverance come in this service, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name as we enter in on today, oh God. Do a new thing in us. All that we bring to the altar this day, we give it all over to you. not to take it back, not to pick it up and take it back with us. But Father God, we cast every care, come on church, every fear, every worry, every doubt, every burden down at your feet, oh Lord. And we pick up what you give, oh God. And we thank you for the peace. We thank you for the victory. We decree and declare by faith, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, that we are blessed and we can never be cursed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home. We thank you for, Lord, that we can decree and declare today, as we do right now by faith, hallelujah, that we're blessed going out, blessed coming in, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, for God has made us to be a blessing, hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord, that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, amen, that God has made us to lend and not to borrow, amen, hallelujah, for we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God, amen, hallelujah. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Our minds are being renewed right now, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, amen. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your name, Heavenly Father. Lord, we love you and we need you. We give it all over to you right now for eternity. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Come on, church. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many came to be changed on today? How many today is trusting God to do it? Amen. Hallelujah. How many have decided, you know what, I'm not going to turn back. I'm going to trust God in it all and for it all. For he is the creator of all things. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. We welcome everyone on today. Amen. We welcome you. We welcome you this Sunday. Hallelujah, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We welcome you here in Houston, Texas, for we are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. Our senior pastor is Pastor Dorsey Manning, and myself, Apostle Tawani Manning. We welcome you with the love of Christ. Amen. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we want to pray with you and pray for you. We want to personally welcome you and pray for you, for we know there's power in agreement. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. You know, this is a day that God has given us to rejoice and to be glad in it. You know, this is such a wonderful and beautiful day. Me and Apostle Tawanik and I, you know, we just want to thank y'all and just welcome y'all, and thank y'all for welcoming us into your homes. You could have been anywhere. Could have been anywhere. But you're right here with us, fellowshipping with us, aligning yourself to receive the word of God. So we just want to welcome you, welcome you, welcome you. And thank y'all for welcoming us. Welcome every single one of our brothers and sisters here with us in Texas, Houston, Texas. Every single one of our brothers and sisters, you know, that is here with us. And our neighboring state of Louisiana, Shreveport, New Orleans, Lake Charles, Lafayette, and all of its surrounding areas. We love y'all so much. Thank y'all for coming to Sunday service. Y'all have been so faithful, so faithful in being right here with us. Every single one of our brothers and sisters, family members and friends in New York and all of its surrounding areas, thank y'all for coming to Sunday service. Y'all, too, have been so faithful, so diligent. You could have been anywhere. We know that y'all are an hour or so, I believe, ahead. Y'all still come to church. Amen. So thank y'all so very much. So we just want to welcome every single one, welcome every single one of our brothers and sisters, family members and friends there in Chicago, Illinois. We know that Minister Lern Green, his wife and his family are there. Thank y'all for coming to Sunday service as well. So welcome, welcome, welcome. If you are online, and if this is your first time here in Sunday service, you're online, we would like for you to call in. Let us know who you are. Call the number 845-277-9213. Then press 1. Let us know who you are, where you're from, and if you do have any prayer requests, This is that opportunity where we bring it all to Jesus in prayer. This is that time to where we experience God's love, experience his power. And even God promised us, you know, he said, when there's two or three are gathered together in his name, he said, there he is in the middle of it. So anything that you have to bring to God, anything, no matter what it is, I thank God that we can pray about our heart's desires. You know, there was a point in time, you know, that we, you know, you can pray about something or you didn't know how to pray about anything and things didn't happen. It just stayed the same. But now that we know God and we have that relationship with him and we know that he loves us so much and concerned about every single one of our concerns, we can bring these things to God in prayer. Amen. So we get to pray. Amen. So do press one. I encourage every single body, you know, that is led by the Holy Spirit or is led by whatever it is, you know, that being led by the, come to God in prayer. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our scripture reading this afternoon. We thank God again for this opportunity once again to be in the presence of the Lord and just thanking God for being here. Our scripture reading is coming out of the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 out of the NIV. The Bible says, no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ, and so through him the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. At this time, we're going to have a song selections here, and then we'll be back for the preach word from Pastor Doris. Amen. So stay with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research, a prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter
let it ring with love. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. We come to bring it all over and give it to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we've come to the message part of our service. Hallelujah. Let's prepare ourselves to receive the word of God. Amen. From our pastor, Dorsey Manning. At this time, I present to you a man of God's own heart, a man that operates with love, quick to forgive, ready to help anyone in the time of need. Hallelujah. A man that takes good care of his family. I introduce to you guys anointed and appointed for such a time as this, our pastor, my husband, Dorsey Manning. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much for that warm introduction here. I'm so grateful to be right here in the presence of the Lord. I give all honor and glory to God, my Father, and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And God bless every single one of y'all. Thank every single one of y'all for inviting me into your home. But this is an opportunity for us to hear from God, to hear a word from the Holy Spirit. And that's what we're going to do today. That's what we're going to do today. We're going to be powerful today. Amen.
Amen.
Before we get started, let us pray before we get started. This is such a wonderful message that's going to go forth today, and I'm just so excited about it. I'm trying to keep myself, trying to keep myself down. You know, sometimes, you know, we get a little bit too excited and we run too fast. So I'm just going to let the word of God come to us. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for being who you are.
Yes,
just for being who you are, Father. We thank you for giving us your begotten, your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to be our personal Lord and Savior. We just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing it all for us already, for finishing the works. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being on the inside. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Leading us, guiding us, protecting us, coaching us, healing us, delivering us, being our all in all. We thank you, thank you, thank you. We pray, Father God, that you allow Scripture to interpret Scripture for us not to add to it or leave something out because we become afraid. Hallelujah. Unclean thoughts and unclean spirits, we rebuke you from this place in the name of Jesus, for you're not welcome here. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray, and everybody over the whole church do say amen, amen again. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. If you have your Bibles, I would like for you to go with me over here to the book of John, John chapter 3, John chapter 3. Now, I want to do a little quick review, but we'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. I don't know if you've been in Sunday service at the 2 p.m. hour, you know, for the last three or four Sundays. You know, there has been a movement that has been taking place. So I don't know if you have been there, so I'll give you a little quick review. I want to let you know something that the Holy Spirit is doing. The Holy Spirit lets you know more than what I can, but I'm just going to let you know what the Holy Spirit been doing in the life of his believers here in church, and it's been a movement. So for the last two or three Sundays, four Sundays, we've been learning about the power of manifestation, and then we moved on and we found out about that power. So I definitely pray that everyone has been living under the rim of the power of the Holy Spirit. And then we learn here, just as a quick review, about the movement, you know, the movement of the Holy Spirit, or how the Holy Spirit moves us. That was last Sunday. We learned about the power of manifestation. And then we learned about the movement of the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit moves us last Sunday, which now it brings us up to this Sunday. And for a lesson, or I titled this message, Through the Filth and the Guilt, I Got It All by Grace. Amen. Through the filth and the guilt, I got it all by grace. Amen. John 3:16. John 3 and verses 16. Amen. Let me get there. Help us, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, help us. Help us, Holy Spirit. Amen. John 3 and 16 from the King James. It reads here. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life, or another translation, eternal life. 17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Amen.
18, he that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not
is condemned already because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. 9:19. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. 20, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither come to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. And finally in 21, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deed may be made manifested, that they are wroth unto God. Hallelujah. So.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So now, right here in the book of John 3:16, we are witnessing right now Jesus Christ, you know, he's speaking here. He's speaking right here. You know, it started out right here in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. I want us to understand that through the filth and the guilt, see, we may have been living a life, you know, that was not pleasing to God, or we may still be living a life that is not pleasing to God. We may.
My Lord.
But either way, however we are living our lives right now, it should definitely be a reflection of what God has done. See, church, we need to understand that it's not because of nothing that we have done, but believing in God and what he has done. In John 3:16, it says right here, what he's saying is here is that, for God so loved the world. So we need to understand that God loved the world. He loved the world,
yeah.
And then God gave. Because that's what Scripture is saying. God loved the world, and because he loved the world, he gave us Jesus Christ. He gave us Jesus Christ, and we know he gave us Jesus Christ to be a sacrifice for us, for our way of living, our filthiness, our guiltiness, every single thing about man and woman that was not pleasing in the sight of God. He gave us a Savior. A Savior means somebody to rescue you, somebody to redeem you, somebody to reprove you, somebody to go before you or do something that you're not able to do. That's love. So we need to understand it's not by anything that we have done. It's by believing in what God has done. God is a giver. He's a giver of love. He's a giver of himself. All right. So now when we speak that and when we understand that part of God's giving, we that believe in his love, or we are believe in God's giving, there's something that right in 21 where it says, you know, that is manifested in us, that's God's light, or that's us coming out of the mindset of being guilty about what we have done, or in a mindset of the filthiness of remembrance of all that we have done, and entering into God's light, his light, living as children of the light, out of a place of darkness, and living in God's love, and living in his mercies, and living in his grace. Amen. Through the filth, in the guilt, I got it by grace. So how do we get grace? How do you get grace? How do you get God's love, or how. So what I'm saying, church, is that it was by God's grace that you were saved. It was by God's grace that you were free. It's by God's grace that you were delivered. Whatever it is that you're going through, or whatever it is that you may have already gone through, it was by God's grace. It was by nothing that you were able to do, or neither anybody in this world was able to do. It was by God's grace that you have been delivered and set free. And God did not need us. Hallelujah. God did not need us. He did it all through Christ Jesus. Before I even get farther than that, he did it all through Christ Jesus. He did it all through an agreement or a covenant that he made that he has with, at this time, you know, we need to understand, you know, the fulfillment of the prophecy of a man who surely was God in the form of a man, who was able to be that ransom, pay us for, able to be that reproof or that propitiation for us. He did it through Christ Jesus. Now we believe in Christ Jesus, so now that means that we have God's grace. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So now a question that I want to ask you, church, then, what have we done to qualify or disqualify us from what God has done? So when we look at it in the fact of, or in the aspect of what God has done, if we are looking at our lives in a place of what God has done and not in a place of what we have done, we need to understand that there's something that goes on inside of the life of a man, or inside of the life of a woman, inside of the heart of a man, inside the heart of woman, in our minds, the way we used to think, which as a direct result leads us to things that we enter into and out of. We need to understand that, because then we will stop looking at qualifications of what we can do, what we can continue to do or stop doing, and just start looking at what God has done. So when I say qualifying or disqualifying, I'm glad that God did not leave it up to man, or did not leave it up to woman.
Yes, Lord.
He left it all up to Jesus. So when God looks at you, God is looking at you to see if you have who it is that he sent. Amen. I'm going to say it again. See, when God looks at you, God is looking at you to see if you have who he has sent. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Do you have Jesus in your life?
My Lord.
So that's what God is looking at. We know that he's coming again, and he's coming again not for those that was trying to look good or do good. God is coming again for those that are in Christ Jesus. He's coming again for those that are believe in him. So do you believe in Jesus Christ? This is the qualification.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So what qualifies you or disqualifies you? I thank God that Jesus Christ is qualified. And I thank God that he gave me that opportunity to be in Christ.
Let's go over here to the book
of Romans. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Through the filth and through the guilt, I got it all by grace. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8. And let's look at verses 1. Romans chapter 8 and verses 1. From the King James Version of the Bible, Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. So now, I can't help it, you know, being a man, and I'm quite sure you know that you too, you know, you can't help it, you know, being a man or being a woman, that you will have feelings of from time to time of guilt, of shame and guilt. We're going to have feelings because, you know, we're living a life where sometimes we miss the mark, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us are saved. A lot of us are saved. A lot of us are born again, but we still tend to live a life, you know, how we want to live it. Or we still find ourselves ending up in situations or ending up in things that we had already been delivered from, but we find ourselves back, mm-hmm. you know, in, you know, back in these places. So what I'm trying to say, church, that though we are born again,
mm-hmm.
I wish everybody was born again, but I wish everybody was born, but though we are born again, there
uh-huh.
are things that are about us that we used to do, or there are things that we used to say, places and people, you know, that we used to hang around or used to be with, that cause us to feel guilty or filthy or feel like that, you know what, I'm missing the mark again. I'm missing the mark again. So that means that we find ourselves in a place to where we are disqualifying ourselves. We are disqualifying ourselves. See, I'm talking about God's church. I'm talking about God's elected, his chosen people. I'm talking about his chosen people. Now, if you feel
mm-hmm.
like that and you had not been born again, when obviously we know that, you know, these feelings or these things, obviously they must be justified because you have not asked God to come into your life. You have not been born again. So I'm not saying you don't have any knowledge of him. What I'm saying is you have not asked him to come into your life. But those of us who have asked God to come into our life and be our personal Lord and Savior, we need to understand that there will be times to where we ourselves will enter into some shame for some guiltful things. Romans chapter 8 and verses 1, Apostle Paul is writing a letter here to the church. Here, Apostle Paul here, this is him speaking here. He says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them
mm-hmm.
which are in Christ Jesus. That's very powerful.
Yeah.
That's very powerful. There is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. I want to read this same thing again from the NLT, same thing from the New Living Translation. And it reads here, so now there is no condemnation for those
mm-hmm.
who belong to Christ Jesus. So all I'm asking you, church, is if you know that you belong to Christ Jesus, then you
mm-hmm.
need to know that you belong to Christ Jesus, and there are going to be some thoughts, or there are going to be some feelings, or there's going to be some stuff that you used to do or you who you used to be that's going to be resurrected back up, you know, to try to move you into that place of believing that you have missed the mark. But here it is, Apostle Paul saying is there's no shame. That's what condemnation is, that shame and that guilt to those of us in Christ Jesus. And the reason being because you are in Christ Jesus. That means that you are saved, that you have somebody who have already paid the price for that. But see, don't forget
yeah.
that, church. Don't forget that part, because if you forget that part, then you're entering back into a mindset or entering back into a place of I'm not good enough. I didn't do this right. I didn't do that right. And forget about Christ Jesus who is on the inside, church.
My Lord, my Lord.
That's where that shame and that guilt, that filth, all those things that are resurrected back up in our minds and resurrected back up in our bodies, because we tend to forget about who saved us, who loved us, who gave himself for us. Keep your mind stayed right here. Romans chapter 8 and verse 2. Let's read here let's keep reading. Apostle Paul, he says here, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made us free from the law of sin and death. So yeah, that's where that's definitely a place where shame and guilt, that's where it comes in. That's when we start to think about sin. We start to think about sin. So here it is. Apostle Paul is saying, for the law of the spirit of life, which is the Holy Spirit, in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death, sin that leads to death. Amen. 3, for what the law could not do, amen, and that was that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemn sin in the flesh. This is the work of Jesus Christ. This is what God have done. This is what he have done. He has given us a Savior. 4, for the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. And here it is, us receiving, believing and receiving it, right? Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnal-minded is death, but to be spiritually-minded is life and peace. 7, because the carnal mind is enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither the deeds can be. Amen, amen, amen. So what Apostle Paul, what he's trying to remind the church right here in Rome, this is a letter that he wrote, what he's trying to remind them that, hey, you believe in Christ Jesus, you have been born again, amen, you have been born again, you have been you have been saved, you have been free, so you're gonna tend to want to go back into performing in the law. You want to go back into your old self, or you got to do to get right, or trying to do this, and there's gonna be some time where you miss the mark. But what he's trying to say is that this is where you're battling at right now. How many know right now, even through something that while you're hearing this message right now, that you're battling, there's something that you're battling with right now. You may not be battling with the word of God that's going forth right now, but there's something that may be going on in your life that you're battling with right now that does not line up with this word. It does not line up with the word of God. It does not line up with the will of God for your life. And you may be battling with these things, and the reason why you're battling with these things, because what Apostle Paul is saying here is those that are carnally minded, those who are carnally minded, you do mind the things of the flesh. But those who are spiritually minded, you do mind the things of the Spirit. And what he's saying is that the Spirit of life, you know, that's the peace. Is there a peace that has come upon you when you start to think about things, when you start to think about what it is that you're going through? Because if there is a peace that have come over you, church, when you start to think about things that you're going through, then you are you are being reminded by the Holy Spirit that's on the inside, by his word, by his grace, by God's love, by who he have given unto you, and your life will go in a place of peace because you know that every single thing is all right.
Amen.
Because you belong to Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And the Spirit of God, it is in you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But if not, that don't mean that you're not saved. I want to make that very clear. If you are going through something right now in your life and you find yourself out of a peaceful place in your heart or a peaceful place in your mind, or shame and guilt and condemnation, you start looking at, oh, I shouldn't have did this, or I shouldn't have, this is the reason why this and this reason why that. Well, we need to understand that you still are in Christ Jesus, my son. Still in Christ Jesus, my brothers and sisters, God's son, who have given himself to you. You are still in Christ Jesus. So think about Jesus Christ in the middle of you thinking about whatever it is that you're going through right now.
Hallelujah. Amen.
There
Hallelujah.
Should not be anything that you can ever face in life for you to think that whatever it is that you're going through in life, this is just how it is. It is what it is. And there shouldn't be anything that turn us from remembering, that's what Apostle Paul is trying to say, there shouldn't be anything that moves you, anything that turns you. Over here in Romans chapter 8, the same chapter, 8 and verses 37, it reads here, it says, all things, that nay, all things, all of these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So whatever it is that you're going through, what Apostle Paul is saying is that, he said, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So there isn't anything that you can't conquer. But see, you have to believe that in your mind. You have to believe that in your heart because you're in the body of Christ.
Yes.
Amen. And there should not be anything that you're going through that, when I said about qualifying and disqualifying, see, there shouldn't be anything that disqualifies you. You shouldn't disqualify yourself. You shouldn't allow anybody to disqualify you. You shouldn't allow anything that is said or done, you know, to disqualify, because this is something that's taking place in the mind and the heart of God. And we're talking about that old fleshy spirit. But what Apostle Paul is saying is going to continue to battle. That's going to continue to battle amongst itself. So that's why I say there's things that's going on in your mind or things that are going on in your heart right now that you're in a constant battle. You're constantly battling with these thoughts, constantly battling with these things. But there shouldn't be anything that moves you, because you need to focus in on that God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. Let's read what 38 says. 38. Apostle Paul writes, he says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. 39, nor height, nor death, nor anything, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. There shouldn't be anything that you're going through. There shouldn't be anybody that you talk to. There shouldn't be anything that is said. There shouldn't be any power that moves you in your mind, in your heart, away from being focused on the power of the Holy Spirit. There shouldn't be anything present or anything that's to come. You know, nothing high, nothing low. What he's trying to say, no angel, no angel in heaven, no demon. And nothing should be able to persuade you. Nothing should be able to move you when you're in Christ Jesus. So don't be ashamed.
Yes,
don't be guilty.
Amen.
Don't be. Just look at it how God, see yourself how God sees you. Now let's back up a little bit. Amen. Through the filth. Amen. Through the filth. Holy Spirit, help us. Help us to remember, hallelujah, that you are our God. And whom we trust. Help us, Holy Spirit, to remember that this is where our confidence lies, right here. To remember that our confidence is in who you are in us. Hallelujah. Let's back up a little bit. Romans chapter 8 and verses 11. Romans chapter 8 and verses 11. Let's read right here, 11. It says, but if the spirit of him that raises up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raises up Christ from the dead shall quicken you, shall quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. Amen.
Yeah.
We're going somewhere here. It says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh, for we live after, for if we live after the flesh, we shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. 14, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. Somebody say, I am the son of God, or the daughter. I'm the son of God. Amen.
15,
for you have not received the spirit of bondage to fear. Ooh, that That's powerful right there. You have not received the spirit of bondage to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
See,
amen.
Because you're in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, we need to understand this, that we are the sons and the daughters of God. So that means that when we're going through some things that's in our life, it says that we have been adopted, whereby we can cry out, Abba, Father. You can call out to your Father when something that you're going through. You can call out to him because you have Jesus. Hallelujah. And because you have Jesus, that means that you have redemption. If there's something that is plaguing your body right now, you have Jesus Christ on the inside. Would you cry out to God? Would you use Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. This is the word of God that's encouraging you to use Christ Jesus to remember what he have promised, to remember that God have loved the world so much that he gave Christ Jesus for you to use. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
When you cry out, Abba, Father. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
16. The Spirit itself bears witness of our spirit that we are the children of God. Amen. I am the child of God. We are the children of God. I am the child of God. See, when we go through stuff, so we need to know what to say. We need to know what to say, what comes out of our mouth, because whatever is in the heart, the mouth will speak. So Apostle Paul is trying to remind you of who you are. You are adopted into the spirit of life, so you can call out to God. 17 says, and if the children, then heirs of God, then joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be able to be glorified together.
Amen.
Use Jesus Christ. I don't know if that can get any simpler, than that. God, his only begotten son, Jesus knew that he can cry out to God when he was in need of anything. Jesus knew that. So you're in Christ. So you should know, too, that you can call on your Father when you are in need of anything.
Amen.
Amen. Do you believe that? Should I show you that in Scripture? Let me show you that in Scripture. Let me show you that in Scripture. Because if you're going to tell somebody about something, you need to be able to find it in the Word of God. So you need to have what is written to be able to live by.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Look over here in John chapter 14. So we're still talking about, through the filth and the guilt. See, that's that spiritual battle. We're fighting a spiritual battle every single day. Every single day in your mind, in your heart, you are fighting a spiritual battle. You really are. You really are. You're fighting a spiritual battle. So I want to show you that you're in Christ Jesus and that Jesus Christ lives in you. And I want to show you that you can call on him. But let me show you what John chapter 14, John chapter 13, we'll read 13 and 14. I'll just kind of go through the scriptures and show you something. John chapter 13, we need to understand that this right here was when Jesus and his disciples was together. This was right at the time where he was to be betrayed by Judas Iscariot. He would betray him, and this is where Jesus, where he said that he would be betrayed by one of the disciples, and this is where he had let him know that he was going to have to go for a little while and come back to them again. He was going to come back to them, but he left them a commandment over here, John chapter 13 and verses 34. He told them, a new commandment that I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. And 35 says, by this all men shall know that you are my disciples, if you have loved one another. Okay. All right. So now, because we know that, Let's move on here to John chapter 14. Through the filth and through the guilt, I got it all by grace. Okay, so let's look at this. Help us, Holy Spirit. John chapter 14 and verses 1. Jesus Christ, what he says is, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. So I got a question for you, church. What's troubling your heart right now? What is it that's troubling your heart right now? Because Jesus said to his disciples, he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, also believe in me. You, if you believe in Jesus Christ, then that means that whatever it is that's going on the inside, it should not be troubling. I'm not saying that it won't trouble you, but through Jesus Christ, he said, let not your heart be troubled, okay? Because you have, what he's trying to say is that I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm on the inside, so let not your heart be troubled, okay? Now, I know if Jesus Christ is on the inside, and I'm thinking about, you know, that him be on the inside, I know that every single thing is all right. I know that every single thing is all right. So now, here it is, his apostles, his soon-to-be apostles, they're his disciples now. You know, they're in that place to where they're thinking about, is, okay, well, God, where are you going? Okay, well, how are we going to know how to get there? Okay, so which way it is to get there? And he told them that hey, don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, also believe in me. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am life. He that cometh unto the Father, he said, you can't come to the Father but through me. Okay, so let's understand that. All right, so now when we're talking about that battling in the mind, okay, we need to understand that when you battle with things in your mind, you need to remember what God said. You need to remember what he said. He said, you can come to me. Okay, so now we're here. John chapter 14 and verses 11. John chapter 14 and verses 11. It reads here, this is Jesus speaking. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. 13, and whosoever shall ask in my name, that I will do. Or whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father shall be glorified in the Son. 14, if ye shall ask anything in my name, that I will do. Amen. 15,
Amen.
If you love me, keep my commandments. Okay? So, we are the sons, and we are the daughters of God. And we have received the Holy Ghost. We have received the Holy Spirit. We can come to God, asking him anything in the name of Jesus. And God assures us through his word, he said, that he will do. So when you're battling something, you know, go to God. Go to God. Go to God. Go to his word. Find in his word. Go to God. Now, through the filth and the guilt that goes on in our life, we're going to go back to Romans chapter 8 for a little bit. Apostle Paul, what he's trying to get the church to understand is that, okay, you got Christ, okay? You got the word. Oh, man, already. You got Christ and you got the word. You got his promise. You have God's grace, and because you have God's grace, you are all right, church. You are all right, church. You are equal heirs in Christ Jesus. And every single thing is all right. God has called you to be a witness of who he is. And you are all right.
Amen.
When you ask, whatever it is that's going on in your life in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
When your mind and your heart begin to talk to you, see, you need to talk to your mind or talk to your heart or whoever it is that's trying to convince you that you're not qualified. So you need to say what it is that God has said.
Yes, Lord.
But if you receive whatever it is that is being spoken to your mind or being spoken in your heart that does not line up with the word of God, so you can easily fall into that place of guilt and shame. You can easily stay in that place of guilt and guilt. But we are the righteousness of God.
Yes.
Grace, grace, and more grace. By God's grace, we were able to stand. By God's grace, we're able to overcome. By God's grace, hallelujah, we're able to love one another. By God's grace, that we're healed and delivered and set free.
Yes,
so my mouth says, in the name of Jesus,
I am healed.
I am delivered. And I am set
Amen.
Free. In
Amen.
The name of Jesus, I am
Amen.
Not ashamed. I am not guilty of who I used to be. In the name of Jesus. You sickness and you disease, you go right now in Jesus' name. I am the son. I am the daughter of God. I am his righteousness. In the name of Jesus, you're lacking, your insufficiency, your anger and your depression. You go right now in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
I pray that every single one was able to hear something from the Holy Ghost today. I pray that you were able to hear God and not so much hear me. I pray that every single heart be filled with the Holy Ghost right now.
Yes, Lord.
I pray right now that the blood of Jesus, that it allows you to enter to that place of peace right now.
Amen.
All is well with you, church. All is well with you. In your house, all is well. You are all right. You're all right because Jesus is all right.
Yes,
you're all right. And the whole church do say amen, amen. There may be one
amen.
Today. There may be one today that heard this message today. And you're not born again. You're not born again, but you heard this message today. And it's your desire to be born again. Well, I pray that you amen. I pray that you if you heard this word today, I pray that if it's your desire today to being born again, that you would press one. Apostle Tawanika and I, we will help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation, the most important thing that you could ever do in your life. Pray this simple prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. Will you press one today? If you have not been born again, your desire today is being born again. Will you press one? Those of us who are already in the body of Christ, there's something that's going on in your life. There's something that's going on right now. Something that you're battling in your physical body. There's something that you're battling in your mind. There's something that's going on in your household, in your family. There's something that's going on with you. Well, this is an opportunity to bring it to God. To bring it to God. Will you press one today? If you are looking for a church home, Apostle Tawanika and I, we would love to disciple you. We would love to disciple you. We're just going to teach you this word. We're going to preach this word. We're going to love you through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. That's the only way that we know how to do it. We're going to tell you. We're going to show you. We're going to be examples. I mean, we're going to just do all that God has qualified or set us up to do or called us to do. Hallelujah. Will you press one?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God's name
be
praised. Amen. Apostle.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the word that went forth on today. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every virtue that left your body. That God will restore you right now to overflowing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That you may go, that you may continue to keep on keeping on in the things of God, spreading the good news, the gospel, to those that you come in contact with. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. There will be more than just hearers of your word on today, but be doers of your word. And we thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. So if you have those prepared to send over today, Cash App, your Cash App, then over to Pastor Chantel, or you can mail it over to 346-243-0980, or give us a call, and we'll give you another way to remit your tithes and offering over at 346-243-0980. Let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you for your word, say that you give all good things coming from you. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. And your word makes it clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts, oh God, and use them to your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless. Just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves that were freely given for others, we pray that you would multiply these, our offerings, to you and accomplish, and that they will accomplish with, that they can accomplish more than we could ever ask or imagine. We give freely and not from compulsion, for there is nothing that we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son Jesus and of the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. All we have is yours, Father. And we ask you that you would use us in all we have as you will. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. And at this time, we're going to have our announcements. Amen. Our announcements today, August 14th, 2022, here at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, with Senior Pastor Pastor Dorsey Manning and Apostle Tawanika Manning, and Minister on the roster, Minister Lauren Green. Hallelujah. On Mondays at 9 p.m., we have our intercessory prayer. Amen. 9 p.m. So the time has changed from 6 a.m. So if you can join us at 9 p.m., Monday nights at 9, at 845-277-9213, and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. is our Bible study here on our church line, and Sundays at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. we have our Sunday services. Amen. If there's anyone that's celebrating a birthday here in the month of August, we wish you a happy birthday, and we pray that God will continue to bless you with many more, that God will continue to favor you and bless you with long life, wholeness, and newness of life, good health and strength all the days of your life. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. So God be the glory. Anybody that's celebrating a wedding anniversary this month of August, we bless your marriage. We bless the union that God has called you to be in with one another. We pray that God will continue to favor your union. May you all have long life, good life together. May you not live one day apart. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. We do have our discipleship training. I'm sorry, y'all didn't mention it. October, starting October, the second week of October. If you have not already called about getting the materials for discipleship training, please do so here soon, because before you know it, we'll be in the month of October. So again, if you have not called, give us a call at 346-243-0980 for discipleship training. It will do good for everybody, whether you're a minister, a pastor, to be in discipleship training. Amen. So if you said, oh, I already went through it, okay, go through it again. You know, we need to always be renewing our mind with the word of God. Amen. And practicing it, using it daily and daily. And coming, going through training is to keep our mind stayed on the things of God. you know, so that we can remember what to do in those situations, and knowing, you know, continue to apply the Word of God to our life and being the doers of the Word of God. Even on our jobs, they'll have training for you. Ever so often, they'll call you in for a training or a testing throughout your employment with that company, just to refresh you up on those things. So we need to make sure that we are renewing our mind. Amen. So each of us need to be in discipleship training. Amen. So join us in October. Again, if you haven't got your material, please let us know. And we'll help you get that material that you need for discipleship training, okay? All right. And that does conclude our announcements for today. And we thank God. All honor, praise, and glory goes to our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit. We thank you. At this time, we're going to release the pastor.
You can hear me?
Okay, glory to God. I'm sorry about that, everyone. I didn't know if you all could still hear me. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing at this time. We thank God again for this opportunity. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit and to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Manny.
Amen, amen. I pray that every single body was able to get something out of the Word of God. It's certain messages that go forth that I know these are the ones that it just causes the enemy, you know, just to act a fool, just to go crazy. And I know this is one of those messages that was preached today. Amen. And I pray that the Thank Holy you. Spirit was able to, you know, to help somebody today, to help you, Amen. To be an encouragement, you know, for you to know that He's with you. God is with you. God is with you. God is with you. God is with you. Don't ever forget that. God is with you. Amen.
Yes.
Now, may the God Amen. Of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen again.
Amen,
God
amen.
Bless you. God bless you. May God keep you. Don't allow this right here word to slip from your mind and slip from your heart. You know, just let it stay right there. You know, pick your Bibles up and do some study and read over here in John chapter 3 and Romans chapter 8. And really, you know, just dig into that word. Apostle Tawanika and I, we love you. We love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you. We can never love you more than God loves you. Remember that Satan has already been defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Enjoy the remainder of your Sunday in the name of Jesus.
Yes, amen. Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.